Hello, family and friends. I'm honored here for day four with Pastor Debbie and Greg Davis from Ligoti Revival Center Church, a great church up in Ligoti. If you're up in that area, I'd encourage you to go check it out. And just wonderful word up there. The Holy Ghost moves up there, and just nice people in your church. So thankful to have been there a number of times over the years. And so, well, today we're going to get a little bit more into some of the things that Pastor Debbie has on her heart in the ministry. We've been talking about their testimonies in the last few days here. And Father, we come today ready to receive. Thank you for speaking through Pastor Debbie. And we choose to not only hear this word, Father, but to do it, to apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Debbie.
Well, thank you. I want to talk a little bit. This is the word that the Lord gave us for our church for 2024. But you know, any word that comes forth, you can get in on it by faith.
Come on.
You know, it's not necessarily just for a location or a certain church or that. By faith, you can get in on anything that the Lord says. And so I preached a message in December for this coming year, and it was, this year is to be the year of resolution.
Amen.
And so the Latin word for resolution means to loosen, to undo, or to settle. And so I'm talking about things that have not been resolved. And a lot of times people go from year to year dealing with the same thing. And I felt like the Lord said that this year was to be a year that was to be resolved.
Amen.
Whatever you have faith for that needs to be resolved, that can be resolved.
Amen.
A definition of resolution is the act of finding an answer or an ending. Now, when we think of resolutions, we think of New Year's Day, making all these resolutions, and then we break them by January the 2nd, you know. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God resolving some things in our life. And again, the definition of resolution is act of finding an answer or an ending, a solution to a conflict or a problem or something along that nature. And our basic text was Jeremiah 32, verse 17, that nothing is too difficult or hard for the Lord.
Amen.
And so a lot of times when we have something that is ongoing, we begin to give up on it. And it tells us in Galatians, if we don't, you know, it's talking about giving, but it's anything that if we don't lose heart, that we'll gain, we'll get our answer, we'll get our what we're praying for.
Yep.
So we're not to faint or to get weary in doing good.
That's right.
And so sometimes we can get weary. We can get discouraged because it seems like nothing is bringing me relief in this area.
Yeah.
It can be finances, it can be health, it can be family issues, or it can be anything that you need God's help with. We see it in Isaac in Genesis, where he redug his father's wells. And he would dig a well, and the Philistines would claim it, and he'd go on, dig another well, they'd claim it. Finally, he dug this well, and they let him go. And he determined that God had made peace and had made room for him there. Amen. So at a time when it looked like nothing was working, God came in and made room for him, made a place for him.
Yes.
We also see in Exodus chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, where the children of Israel were in bondage for 430 years. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham.
Yes.
And he heard their cries and their anguish, and so he said, I'm going to deliver him out to a land flowing with milk and honey. And so, I mean, here is 430 years of being in bondage, and then this year, you're going to be delivered out.
Yes.
And so it's only things that God can do, because the Egyptians had no plan of letting him go.
Yep.
And when Moses came on the scene, they even made it harder for him. But God said, I'm taking them out. So they're going out, no matter how hard that the Egyptians made for them.
Yeah.
So they were delivered. We can see that in Genesis, where Joseph was put in command, second in command to Pharaoh, and his family came. And he said, you know, God what you meant for bad and evil, God's meant for good and has placed me here at this certain time. And so, you know, they were starving. They were, you know, hungry. And so God had placed their brother in a position to take care of them. And so sometimes family issues can be overwhelming. Yep. And quarrels or disagreements, and it can get built, you know, it can just get blown out of proportion because feelings get involved and stuff. But God can change that.
Yep.
And so that's what I have for us for this year, to look to God to resolve some issues.
Yeah.
And God did it for me in January. And I won't go into the details, but there were some issues in my life that was hindering my ministry. It was hindering me, some things that I've dealt with for quite a long time. And that was changed.
Yes.
And it's only by the power of God that things can be changed. And the ending come and a solution come and it'd be a blessing to us.
Well, praise God. You know, Pastor Deb, I just think about how so many people think that God wants us to live this rough life and everything's a challenge, but he wants us to live in victory.
Yes.
Right.
And it's not going to be perfect.
No.
No. Nobody I know has had a perfect Christian life, but he wants us to live victoriously. In fact, when it's not perfect, a lot of times it's something that we did in disobedience. And we opened up the door, and the devil got in there, and he beat on us for a while, and then we repented finally.
Yeah.
But maybe talk a little bit more about that before we close out in prayer.
Talk about which part?
About, you know, how God wants us to live a victorious life.
Yes, he does. That, you know, we're victorious through Jesus Christ, and he wants us to have victory in every area of our life. And Psalm 103 is one of my favorite psalms, and I do that for communion. But it is so powerful. You know, how he heals all of our diseases. He redeems us. And just a beautiful psalm of what we have in Christ Jesus. And you know, we have challenges because we have an adversary, the devil, the enemy.
Yes.
But God, you know, Jesus is already overcoming.
Yes.
He's already overcame him. And so he gives us the victory to overcome him too.
Yes.
Our power and our authority that's in Christ Jesus. And we have to use it. We cannot sit like a knot on a log and do nothing or we'll get beat up.
Amen. You know, and I found in my walk that oftentimes our tongue is the biggest thing that gets us messed up.
Yes, that's right.
When we're not speaking positive and enduring lovely things and things of a good report. And I always, I like to observe people. When you go to a convenience store sometimes and the lady back behind the counter says, "Oh, I get sick every year that time." And I'm thinking, you're going to keep getting sick, too.
You get your mouth.
People don't know the power of the words, how powerful the words are.
Amen.
The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, your life and death is in the power of the tongue. So what we say, what we're confessing, what we're saying is very important.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, praise God. You know, and we're going to go on to day five here. And Pastor Deb, if you would just, or Greg, either one, just, you know, those that don't know Jesus in their heart, you got to be born again to go to heaven.
Yes.
And Jesus is standing there with his arms wide open, ready to welcome you in, but he's not going to drag you there.
No.
And so if you would lead in prayer in that area, please.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, that you're drawing people to
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
And Father, I thank you, Father, for their hearts to be open and receptive to you.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, for you desire that everyone should be saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit just drawing people. And Father, I thank you for them to be yielding unto you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We declare their lives for you, Jesus. We declare their salvation, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. Looking forward to the next day here. And folks, the Holy Spirit put on my heart, you know, just, you know, sometimes we have to just take baby steps with God. You know, we start out in our little Christian diaper and our pacifier, and we got to grow up into things of God, find a good pastor, a good shepherd to sit under. But maybe in the area of witnessing, you're struggling with that. I just encourage you tomorrow, just take one person and go share Jesus with that one person. Tell them how God has changed your life. And then the next day, take another person, take it a step at a time. I just encourage you, go share your testimony, the love of Jesus, and how he changed your life. And, and there's no greater joy than leading somebody to Jesus. Praise God. Well, folks, you can contact Pastor Debbie and Greg at lrcchurch.org, lrcchurch.org. And surely, if you're in that area, go see them at their church. It's a wonderful church. And Folks, we love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.
Amen.